Welcome to Live Well Anyway. I'm your host, Mackenzie Coppa, and on this podcast, we focus on a lot of life's logistics, like planning and wellness, along with some fun things like skincare and reading, and overall, we just throw in a whole lot of life. Around here, we know that life is messy, but we're just doing our best to learn how to live well anyway. So join me on this journey as we figure it out together. And just to get us started, I'll go first. And today, I am actually hearkening back to when I went first last summer, talking with Ronnie Vare from Plan to Eat. Now, there are a couple of reasons why we are doing a replay on this episode. One, my daughter has a stomach bug, if I'm going to be really honest, and it has been practically impossible to be able to get in front of the mic for any non-interrupted period of time. But second, I am doing a giveaway with Plan to Eat this week. I love Plan to Eat. I work with Plan to Eat all the time. I love this episode with Ronnie. I think it's a great episode as we're thinking about going back to school and getting on top of our meal planning. If maybe that's something that you let slide over the summer, we just talk about a lot of the amazing things about Plan to Eat, how we use meal planning in our lives, and all kinds of things like that. I think it's a really fun episode, and if you haven't heard it before or you just want a refresher, it's a great one to go back to. But also, let me tell you a little bit more about this giveaway that I have going on with Plan to Eat. So, they approached me a few months ago and said, we want to collaborate with you, and I had the back-to-school cohorts that were coming out, and so we decided to give away one spot in the upcoming back-to-school mini cohort for any woman who is wanting to get in there and have a totally different start to her school year than she's probably ever had before. We are going to cover all the things for back-to-school, some things that you may not have even thought of in the past. We're going to talk about getting your car ready so that if you are on the go and you have to sit in your car at activities for any period of time, that people are ready to be able to do their homework and have snacks and all that kind of thing. We are going to have your calendar dialed in, your evening routines, your morning routines, your after school routines, having a space for the backpacks, like all the stuff we are going to talk about in this back to school cohort. So you can go over to @plantoeat on Instagram to be able to enter that giveaway and try to get not only my back to school mini cohort for absolutely free, but also a full year of Plan to Eat, which is so awesome, you guys. It's just the most simplifying, mind-saving planning software out there. So run over there by the end of tomorrow, Thursday, August 4th, to get in your entries for that giveaway. They're going to announce the winner on Friday. But if you don't get it, if you're not the winner, or you don't make it in time, I would love to have you come over and become a part of the cohort anyway. I have spots still available for these back-to-school cohorts. I really want to help you be set up for a peaceful, less chaotic back-to-school year, making sure you're taking care of yourself and you're on top of all of the things to take care of your kids and not getting just like caught up in the harriedness of all of the hectic things that happen with back-to-school. So if you want to apply to be a part of that cohort, go to mackenziecoppa.com/cohort. Get your application in there. I would love to have you be a part of it. Or if you want to take it even another step farther and you're like, my whole life feels overwhelming right now and I really need to do like an overhaul of the whole thing, then join our September Live Well Planned cohort, which you can also find at the same link, mackenziecoppa.com/cohort, where we take everything that is happening in your life, all the different plates that you are spinning, and help distill it all down to workable information that you can make a map and a path walking forward. We talk about weekly planning, how to get on top of all of that, how to get on top of your projects and things that you've been procrastinating on. It's amazing because we have these small little groups of ladies that get together and walk through these cohorts that provide each other encouragement and accountability. Plus, you've got me there walking you through every single step of the way. We do live daily sessions on Marco Polo. I would love to help you feel less overwhelmed with your life, especially as you are stepping into the fall. So go to mackenziecoppa.com/cohort. But without further ado today, let's get on with this episode from last summer that is going to be just as good right now with Ronnie Vare from Plan to Eat. Welcome, Ronnie.
Hello, Mackenzie.
I am so excited to have you on the show today for a few different reasons. I'm a huge fan of the company that you work for. And I also recently got to do an interview to be on your guys' YouTube channel, which just felt like the perfect collaboration of everything. I was so excited when you guys reached out to me about doing that. I was like, oh, no, no, no. I don't just want to be on your YouTube channel. I want to have you guys on my show because I've been obsessed with Plan to Eat, which I'm sure anybody who's listened to the show for any length of time can very clearly tell, for like 7 years now. So it just felt like the perfect time to bring you guys on for back to school and really like get into the nitty gritty about Plan to Eat, but also get to talk to you about your involvement with the company. So welcome. And would you go ahead and introduce yourself?
Yeah, thank you so much for letting me be on your podcast. We at Plan to Eat, we also adore you.
Oh.
We just have always loved that you've talked about Plan to Eat in such a positive, genuine way. So yeah, we just love you at Plan to Eat as well. And we are, our founder and owner, Clint, is always like, oh, she's the best voiceover actress. Like, she just has the most amazing voice. So yeah, we just adore
That's
you
so
in all
sweet.
Of the ways.
Oh, thank you. I will take that. I will eat it up.
Yeah. So, but I'm Ronnie. I am on the content and marketing teams for Plan to Eat. So I'm the lead content creator. I do YouTube videos, blog writing, all the social media. We're a really small team. So there's only three of us who work full time. And then we have two part-time employees as well.
Okay.
So being a small team, it's like, yeah, I'm on the, you know, marketing team mostly, but my job really, I do lots of different things. So
sure.
Like kind of like wherever I'm needed, I just will switch roles. And I really enjoy that about my job. It's really nice to not have every single day be the same. And usually there's like no 2 days that really are the same. So that's a fun part about working for a small company for sure.
Yeah. I love that about my job too. It's like so eclectic. There's always something different that I'm getting to do, and it keeps it fun and interesting when you're not just doing like the same monotonous thing day in and day out.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I kind of get it. Like my job role has morphed. I've worked with Plan to Eat for about 4 years at this point, and my job role has just kind of morphed into like, these are the things that I enjoy doing more. And so it's kind of cool that we have that dynamic within our company. Our owner and founder is just really into people like going into the roles that they fit the best into. So yeah, we have a great structure.
That's awesome. It's so great to work for a company where you're thought of, like you actually get to like kind of help guide the path that you're going to be on. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel so lucky to work for Plan to Eat because Clint is just, he's our owner and founder. He's just a really great person to work for. He's very much involved in all of the processes, but not in like a micromanaging sort of a way, but just like making sure that everybody's like happy in their roles. And I was actually talking with a friend who I was like reconnecting with her after a couple months. And, you know, she was like, how are things going? How's your job? And I was like, oh, it's the best. I love my job. And she was like, wow, that's so refreshing. Like most people don't say that about their job.
Totally. And about their boss and everything. That's so nice.
Yeah.
Like, I actually feel good about it. That's great.
Yeah.
So you started working for them about 4 years ago. How did you even like hear about Plan to Eat? How did you get involved with them?
Yeah. So, I worked as a waitress for a long time right out of college. And one of the girls that I worked with at the restaurant that I worked at, knew our owner Clint from, a coffee shop job that she had, when he was first starting Plan to Eat, and even still, you know, like he's a developer. And so he would always go and hang out at a coffee shop and do his work during the day.
Sure.
Kind of like that was what he considered his office.
Yeah.
And so she knew him from that, and she started working for Plan to Eat. And then when it was time for her to move on, she recommended me for, replacing her at the company. So, kind of friend of a friend, but, it worked out really well. And, I just happened to have like a personality that jived with everybody else on the team. So
yeah.
It worked out really well.
That's awesome.
And before Plan to Eat, I was not a meal planner. I actually didn't even, I mean, I was in my like earlier 20s, but like, I didn't even know that people meal planned. Like I just, you know, it just wasn't something that I was like really, really in tune with. And so, and then, you know, working for Planty, I was like, oh my gosh, I don't even remember. Now I'm like, I don't even remember how I did this before then or how I ever remembered my shopping list before. So yeah,
it's
amazing what a game changer it is.
Well, and that was actually going to be my next question, was like, so what, like, were you a planner or how did this come into your life? Or like, so you just, you got involved with the company and then you started trying out meal planning.
I mean, I've always been like a pretty like organized person, you know, like I've always had like a personal planner and like used calendars and stuff. I just didn't realize that, you know, like planning for your meals was the things that people did. I guess like, you know, previously it was like I was always basically just planning for myself and
sure,
like a family or anything. So a little different in that regard, but I didn't really start meal planning until I started working for Planty, and now I would never go back to not planning my meals.
Now it just feels like overwhelming to think about trying to figure that out day in and day out.
I just
want to do it once for the week or for the 2 weeks, or if I'm really got my act together for the month and be done, not have to think about it again.
I previously was like, I remember actually asking my mom one time in college, like I was like, mom, how do you decide like what we're gonna eat all the time? Like I'm always like, you know, once I was in college and living by myself, I was like, I just don't even know like how you decided what we were gonna eat for dinner every night.
I remember being in college and just eating the same thing day after day. So yeah, it definitely took some learning once I was like a mom and all of that, like, oh, I could get by on eating the same thing every day, but everybody else got a little tired of it. So I was going to get my act together for sure. Yeah. Okay. So I want to back it up though, even before you worked for Plan to Eat, about Plan to Eat the company, you've been talking about Clint, the founder, quite a bit.
Yeah.
And I know a little bit of the backstory of how Plan to Eat got started, but would you talk about like how it even came into being?
Yeah. So Clint is a developer. He's like a self-taught developer, and he and his wife, they now have 4 children, but at the time when Plan to Eat was started, they only had 2 kids. And it was basically his wife's idea. Her name's Lisa, and she was just like always struggling with the amount of time that it took to meal plan. So she was previously a meal planner, you know, did the very traditional meal planning of had a big stack of cookbooks, would have her calendar, and then would write out a shopping list. And even just for a week of meal planning, she felt like it took her hours because of all of these like steps that she had to go through. And so it was her idea to kind of like turn it into a program where everything was all on one platform. And then with Clint's knowledge as a developer, and he also had some like design knowledge and stuff from previous jobs. So like he was able to take all of the elements and put them together into something that really worked for them. So that's why the program is basically like traditional meal planning, but simplified into one platform. So like recipes, meal planner, shopping list, all in one. And so then it was also like a necessary thing for like as their family grew, it just like helped it to be a lot easier. They are a homeschooling family. So it was, I think something that like, they're always interested in kind of like streamlining a lot of these processes and making it something that's like simpler and easier, because there's just so much to do when you're a homeschool parent.
Yes, I've been there.
Yeah.
I was there for 7 years and it can be a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I love that backstory and that it was kind of her idea. And it was funny because I was very much entrenched in the whole meal planning thing before I ever, you know, Plan to Eat ever came on my radar. And I had actually, and I mentioned this in the video interview that I did with you guys, but I had created a meal planning course that I had started to make like videos for, and I'd made all these printables for it. And I was going to like sell this meal planning course about how to do it and how to create menus that were repeatable and all this stuff. And then a friend turned me on to Plan to Eat. And I was like, oh, well, throw my stuff out the window, because it was like you were saying, what Lisa was doing, it's all that paperwork and all of like having to do it in that way in order to make it repeatable and functional. But when I don't even think functional is a word, just go with it, guys. I think it's functional. But, I think that once I could see, like, oh my goodness, Plan to Eat has it all there for me. I mean, from having the recipes, so I can actually just look and see, like, oh, what do we normally eat? And I can star things to be like, oh, these are our favorite recipes that everybody in the family will actually eat. And to be able to just drag and drop them onto a menu, and then to have the, be able to save those menus so that I could repeat them again later on. Holy moly. Like, what a game changer that was. And then to have my shopping list, especially when they upped their game and you guys got the app, the app, man, that was like a total game changer, because then not only did I have my shopping list, but I didn't have to worry about printing it out or anything like that. Like, I just always have it with me and I never have to think about remembering it. And so it's just, I can't express all of the ways that I feel like it's just made such a difference, because, you know, you don't want to be planning every single day. And there were so many times where I would even run into being at the grocery store and having my list, but not remembering exactly like why I needed a specific ingredient. Like, well, what really was that for in that recipe? Mm-hmm. And so to have everything on my app and just be able to be like, oh yeah, that was for this recipe. And so that makes sense why I need to buy that. Just simple things like that. It's just made life easier. I have to hold less in my brain, and I'm all about that. Ladies, those hormones, they can really feel like they're out to get you sometimes, right? I mean, we're always dealing with them changing, whether it's PMS or premenopause or menopause or just, you know, the normal things that happen throughout the month. It can sometimes feel a little defeating to not really be able to do a whole lot about it naturally. Well, Bonafide is here to change all of that, because Bonafide was created to give women an alternative to effectively relieve the symptoms that accompany these hormonal fluctuations that we deal with, because every woman deserves relief without compromise. So they provide naturally powerful remedies to safely treat these natural symptoms that occur throughout our lives, from PMS to menopause and everything else along the way. In fact, one of their brand new products, Sylvessa, is here to help with the effects that happen on our skin and hair. Now, you know, I really like me some good skincare. And so Sylvessa helps me to keep that supple, young glow, helps my skin to stay hydrated and my hair to stay thick and full and healthy, because they have created the first comprehensive system designed to restore and protect hair and skin affected by estrogen decline. And they do it from the inside out. You take a daily capsule and use their hair serum and their skin serum, and you will notice dramatic results. I have been using this lately. I absolutely love it. My skin feels amazing afterward. My hair feels like it's glowing. You really have got to give it a try. If you are feeling those effects towards, you know, those premenopausal symptoms, I think you're really going to like Sylvessa. But they've got products out there for all the other hormonal things that you might be dealing with. So you're going to want to check out Bonafide. They're effective, they're naturally sourced, clinically validated, they have safety and quality as their top concerns. They're recommended by over 8,300 doctors, and over 333,000 women have felt the effects and benefits of Bonafide. So give Bonafide a try today. There's no hormones and no prescription required. It's just real relief without the compromise. To get 20% off your first purchase when you subscribe to any product, go to hellobonafide.com/livewell and use the promo code LIVEWELL. That's hellobonafide.com/livewell and code LIVEWELL. That's LIVEWELL to get our special offer. And for the best prices and free shipping, you're going to want to go to the hellobonafide.com/livewell website. This is a special offer just for Live Well listeners. So check it out and use the promo code Live Well today.
Yeah, well, yeah, and like particularly, I know that something that Clint and Lisa really wanted to have in the program was the ability, you know, to just like automatically scale your recipes.
Yes.
So that, because, you know, particularly if their family got bigger, like now they feed a family of six, and there's so many recipes out there that, you know, like the standard serving sizes for four or even less. Yeah. And so like to have to just, not that math is that hard, but it does just take a lot more time if you're writing everything down to be like, okay, and I actually need, you know, double of this, and, you know, it can be a lot more complicated when you're trying to do it yourself. And so just be able to automatically change those numbers and the recipe scales for you, and then it automatically changes on your shopping list as well. Yeah. It's just, it's kind of amazing. That was something that always used to trip me up before, was like looking, like writing things down, but then not writing down how much I actually needed of something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know? And so then you're like, well, I know I need some carrots, but like, do I need a whole bunch of carrots? I only need a few carrots.
Yeah. Yes. For sure. And I mean, even for like, if you're entertaining or whatever, or I sometimes have like the opposite issue, because I am a single mom and I have this crazy bizarre parenting plan. And so I have like different numbers of kids every night that I'm moving to. And so sometimes it's just me. And so to be able to go the opposite direction, like scaling it down to making less, that was a trick that I had to, and sometimes I still have to get used to it, because I was used to cooking a ton of food.
Yeah.
And so when it's like just me or just me and one kid, to be like, okay, I don't need to make like a whole pot of whatever, like what does this even mean to make a smaller portion? And so that has been really helpful for me to kind of go like backwards even.
Right. Yeah, so, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. That's probably one of my favorite features, just like, it's like such a simple thing, but it's kind of one of those things where it's like, if it wasn't there, it would be so much harder.
Yeah. I think that they've thought about so many of those little things where I'm like, oh, well, but does it have this feature? And like, every time I think that, I'll go and, oh yeah, I can get it to auto populate to my Google Calendar. And oh yeah, I can have a list here of all of the stuff that I have stocked in my freezer. And you know, there's just so many little things about it, if you really dive into it, that it's just so well thought out. They've thought of every little detail, and then they made it easy. Like I tell people all the time, if you just do that initial work of getting your recipes into the software, then you're golden. It will do everything else. Like, yes, you have to do that part of it. But for me, I would always get, like, I would sign up for a website where they would send you recipes that you're supposed to eat for the week. Like, oh, they've done the meal planning for me, and so that's supposed to simplify my life. But without fail, we wouldn't like one of the recipes, or it was really daunting to be cooking all new things that I had never cooked before. And there were just so many things about it that just didn't really jive with my life. I felt like I never could just follow what they sent me. I was always going to have to do the work of tweaking it in some way. But when I'm just planning with the recipes that we already like and we already use, it makes it so much easier to just know that my kids are going to eat the stuff and not have that factor be in there. Well, like, oh, I hope this is going to work. It's just, I know. And so that's been really helpful. And even as we've been, you know, kind of collaborating with another family, because I have a boyfriend now and all that, it's been really helpful as we're kind of like having to retest our recipes on everybody. Like, okay, do we like this one? What does everybody think? And then I can go in the app or onto the software and give it stars for like, okay, this was a winner. This is one that all six kids will eat. Victory. I can use this one again. And it's so helpful to keep track of that, because a lot of times I would just get lost in the shuffle of like, well, what did I make that everybody actually liked? And so it's really helpful to be able to kind of like grade them.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, and one thing I think that it's hard about other programs that just give you a bunch of recipes is like, they might be trying to give you like a whole bunch of like, I guess you'd call it like food diversity, you know, where they want you to buy like all of these different seasonings or all of these different sauces.
Yes.
And it can actually end up being a lot more expensive, because you're like, okay, well, one recipe calls for fish sauce, but another recipe calls for curry powder, but these are the only recipes I'm ever going to use these things in, but I had to spend the money to buy the whole thing, because you can't buy less than 4 ounces or whatever.
Yeah.
So, it's definitely so nice to be like, these are recipes that my family knows and loves, and I know how to cook them. And it makes me feel like a more confident cook to prepare the recipes that I know I'm actually good at cooking.
And because I know them, then I'm faster at them, and I don't have to put as much brain power into making them and all of that kind of thing. And, you know, I am such a planner with plan to eat that I do my planning first and then I do my shopping. That just is the way it works for me. But mm-hmm. as I've been talking, especially with my patrons and Patreon, a couple of them were saying that they go and they shop sales and they kind of have to plan backwards. And so we were talking about how to do that with plan to eat. And so she'll like go find chicken on sale or whatever, but then she can search her recipes for chicken. Yeah. And find which recipes have chicken and then plug those in on her meal plan. So even if you're doing it kind of backwards, plan to eat still works because you're able to actually find those recipes instead of like pawing through a binder of all of your recipes or going through all of your cookbooks. You've got it all right there. Oh, I want to make chicken. I've got chicken. Okay. These are my options for making chicken. So kind of no matter which way you cut it, it's helpful.
Yeah. Yeah. Going back to what you said a little bit earlier is like the program is really robust. So there mm-hmm. are so many features that you can take advantage of, but then there is just that kind of like the simple meal planning aspect of it.
Yeah.
I know that there are sometimes people can feel overwhelmed by like, wow, mm-hmm. there's so many features here, but it's like, it can really be used for the most simple meal planning, or it can be used for the people that we call like power users who, you know, like add all of their tags and all of their notes and, you know, organize everything super efficiently. And so I think that's a really unique thing about the program is just the amount of like customization can either make it really simple or you can make it as complicated as you want.
Yeah, it's true. If you just want to put your recipes in and drag and drop them onto your calendar, you can do that. And it's going to work awesome. But then like you're saying, if you want to up the level and really make life simpler for yourself, you have that ability to do it. Like I was saying with the menus, like every year as I'm going into what our year is going to look like, I get an idea of, you know, kind of what sorts of meals we need for every day of the week. And then I can create stock menus that then I can repeat over and over and over again throughout the winter without having to use all that brain space to plan again. And I love that ability.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you find that you do a lot of your, I know that you are a big planner in all aspects of your life. Do you feel like you, do you make your meal plan on a week to week basis or do you do a little longer meal plans?
You know, my preference is to do longer. In the current stage of life I'm in right now, it is more week to week because we have more people involved and mm-hmm. trying out new recipes and all of that kind of thing. So my preference, like I used to actually do like months at a time.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah. Like I could knock out like a whole quarter of meals. And I loved that to not have to think about it. But I would say right now in the stage of life that we're in, especially as the kids have gotten older and people are going in a lot of different directions, it's more on like a week to week basis,
mm-hmm.
but it works. I couldn't do it without it for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
One thing I love about you guys too, is that you do a lot of collaborations with like bloggers and that sort of thing to actually give people ideas and give them recipes and kind of guide them along the way. You've even done like a course this summer on learning plan to eat. Would you talk a little bit more about that?
Yeah. So, I guess a little like two part of the whole thing is we have a section in Plan to Eat that's called Cooking Challenges, which is like hundreds of recipes that were from previous cooking challenges that we hosted through the program. So I think it was the year before I was hired or maybe the 2 years before I was hired, Riley and one of our other previous coworkers just had months where they basically collaborated with a bunch of different blog authors to do these challenges where, you know, like they collected all these recipes and then there was giveaways included. And, you know, the recipes kind of had a theme. So there was one that was like grill it. And so they were all like recipes that could be used on the grill for the summer. There was a one pot October. So all mm-hmm. like one pot recipes. There was either like a crock pot or like an Instapot challenge as well. So like, there are, even though as a program, we don't necessarily provide recipes up front, like there is that whole cooking challenges section to kind of give people extra recipes or give them some recipe inspiration, that kind of thing. And then we do also have, right now we have two bloggers who write for our blog on a consistent monthly basis, and they usually provide recipes for us as well. But like our blog has been going on since 2011. So there's you know, like 900 yeah. recipes or something on our yeah. blog. There's a ton just from various authors that we've worked with over the years. But then, yeah, right now we're doing this thing called the Learning Series. And this is something that Riley and I created to basically help people get started with meal planning, with Plan to Eat. And it's kind of more baby steps of getting learning Plan to Eat and meal planning than just like a traditional like tour of a program. So, So like over the course of 4 weeks, we're basically giving everybody like the baby step process of like, here's how you add recipes to your account. Here's how you organize them in your recipe book. Now, here's how you add them to your meal planning calendar. Here's how you can use some of the like additional features in the meal planner. And then like, here's your shopping list. Here's how you can edit and merge items. Like you have your options to print your list, or you can take it with you in the app, all that kind of stuff. So it's like written emails, but then there's also video content that I created for it. And we're doing like a few giveaways and stuff during the month as well for people who participate with us. And it's really fun. Riley and I are doing kind of like live Q&As with the participants. And yeah, it's just really fun to connect with people on a more personal level like that and get to like answer their questions in real time and just like really feel like you're supporting people in their meal planning journey.
Ladies, do you know what can literally change your life? A good pan. I'm not even joking, because I should know, I had a lot of years with really bad ones. But for the past 6 months, I have been using Caraway's beautiful non-toxic pans that also don't stick to anything, and they have been amazing to use. It has changed the way I cook. It has changed the way I clean up afterward and how much I dread it. They are just so well made, and they are beautiful to boot. So join me, ladies. It's time to ditch the chemicals and use Caraway Home's non-toxic cookware and bakeware collections so you can make healthier cooking a piece of cake. Because nobody wants a pan that's non-stick but also fills your food with a bunch of chemical-laden junk. You know, that's no good for anybody. You need to have it all the way around be an amazing product, and that is exactly what Caraway Home does. They've created non-toxic kitchenwares that are all designed for the modern home and feature a chemical-free ceramic coating so food can be prepared with peace of mind that no hard-to-pronounce compound will leach into our healthy ingredients. And they have a lot of fun, nice touches. You can get a whole bunch of different colors from Caraway Home, including the cream color that I have that I absolutely love, and all sets come equipped with easy access storage solutions so that no stacking is required. Gone are the days of misplacing your lids or having all of your pans fall down when you try to get one out. They've thought of everything. Plus, they've just been really smart about making their sets. For instance, their cookware set is a modern chemical-free iteration of the traditional 16-piece set, boiled down to just four essentials: a fry pan, saute pan, saucepan, and a Dutch oven. They also have a whole set of bakeware. They've got everything you need to really make things go smoothly in your kitchen and be non-toxic. They're well-loved by over 25,000 people who have raved about their Caraway kitchens, and now it's time for you to try it for yourself. So visit carawayhome.com/livewell to take advantage of this limited time offer for 10% off your next purchase. This deal is exclusive for my listeners, so visit carawayhome.com/livewell or use the code LIVEWELL at checkout to get 10% off your next purchase. Caraway, non-toxic cookware made modern. Ladies, I love when I find a company that creates beautiful products, things that I actually like to wear and I think look really stylish and beautiful, that are also clean, they think about the environment, and they also think about the workers of the company. And a brand that I have recently found that does all of that is Bedstew. They've been around for over 25 years and they create handcrafted, eco-conscious products that are recyclable, renewable, organic, and use reused materials, all while reducing waste. They've even thought of things like making sure most of their shoes are resolable, so that you don't just have to throw them out and get a new pair every time things get worn down. You can actually just upgrade the pair that you already have, make them practically new again. Bedstew is a family company, and each piece that they create begins with the highest quality clean leathers. Rather than using harsh chemicals such as chrome or formaldehyde to preserve the leather, their leathers are prepared using natural tannins such as tree bark and leaves, in turn reducing reducing the amount of waste and chemicals in their water runoff and making it safer for their workers who are creating these beautiful products. One of my favorite new pieces that I just recently got from Bedstu is their Circe bag in the tan rustic color. Oh my goodness, it is beautiful. I can just tell it is going to wear so well over time. It is my new go-to work bag. I can fit everything that I need in there really easily, my iPad, my computer, all the things, so that when I'm on the go this fall, I've got a stylish piece that's also good for the environment, and it's going to last a really long time. So if you want to find your favorite new bag or pair of shoes or accessory, then head over to bedstu.com, bedstu.com, and use the code LWA20 to get 20% off your first order. Again, that's bedstu.com, bedstu.com, and use the code LWA20 to get 20% off your order. I love that because I get questions so often about Plan E. Like, okay, I've signed up, mm-hmm. but now I don't know what to do, or I don't know how to make it work. Or, you know, I'm fairly tech savvy, I guess. And not that you have to be to use Plan E. You definitely don't. But like you were saying, I think some people get in there, they see all of the options, they see everything, and it feels like, I don't know where to start.
Right.
And so when I saw that you guys were doing this learning series, I was like, oh, this is perfect. It's something to direct people to so they can very simply have it broken down for them. And they can see that it is not as complicated as it feels. It's actually very simple. Like even just the process of adding recipes is so easy. If you can copy mm-hmm. a URL and paste it, then you're good to go. Like it's gonna do all the work for you. And so I love that you guys are doing that series. Will people be able to access it once it's over?
Currently, we're just doing it for the month of July. We're obviously saving all of the information and the videos and everything that we're doing. And we haven't decided yet if we're just going to open it up and be like an evergreen offering, or we're thinking we might do it as just like a once or twice a year kind of thing. For an offering for people, because we want to be able to have those live Q&As, and if it's an evergreen kind of a thing, it's hard to coordinate those.
Yeah, that's true.
We might see it again maybe towards the beginning of next year or something.
So. Okay. Yeah, because I think it's a great idea. I think that's, especially having like the video content and everything, that's awesome.
Yeah. And we've really increased our video content just in general this year. So like our YouTube channel, we've been adding a lot of videos there. They're pretty much all me and Riley.
Yeah.
And but I do like a 2-minute Tuesday thing. Not every single week, but most weeks do just like a quick tip that's like 2 minutes or less about how to use Plan to Eat, different features. And then Riley and I usually sit down once a month and do what we call coffee talk. So we sit down and we talk about, it's often not even really that much related to Plan to Eat, but just a lot of times we're just talking about like, you know, what's going on with, you know, like food trends and you know, just like different things. And that's been really fun. I actually really enjoy the video content side of things.
Yeah, that's super fun. I love doing video too. It just has like a different ability to reach people and get to know them faster. And I love that aspect of doing video for sure. And to get to just talk about like trends and that sort of thing, that's super fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I love when we even do podcast episodes and it's like our favorite things and things that are coming out and everything. Those are some of my favorite ones to do because you just get to talk really authentically about like new stuff you're learning. And so I think that comes through in the content too. And people really enjoy it.
Yeah, I totally agree. Riley and I have been longtime listeners of your podcast.
Oh,
and so, yeah, we always like those episodes too.
Oh, good. Good to hear. I'm not just like shooting a pipe dream there. Like, oh, good. People are liking them. Okay. I want to shift gears a little bit because we are in this like back to school time where everybody is thinking about prepping for back to school. And obviously Plan to Eat, I think, is essential for your back to school planning. Like if you plan nothing else, if you get nothing else together, you guys, you've got to get in there and get your Plan to Eat stuff together just because it makes the school year so much simpler. But in your years of working with Plan to Eat and all of that. What have been like the best tips you have heard of for the back to school time and prepping for it, whether it's lunches or dinners or breakfasts? What are the goods that Plan to Eat has come across for back to school?
Yeah, I mean, I know that you have some of the best tips available for back to school because you're such a planner, and I know you have a lot of kids to plan for and get ready for. So I don't know if my tips are really going to be better than what you already give your listeners, but yeah. I mean, one of the big ones is literally just start by making a meal plan. Like you said, like if you're not making a meal plan yet, that is just such a huge place to start. And we always encourage people to just kind of like start small, start manageable. So whether that's only planning lunches because you just need to have that figured out for your kids for their school days, or only planning dinners because you have a really busy schedule and you just need to stop worrying about what's for dinner. We always recommend, like, if you've never been a meal planner before and it's new to you, just like start small, start manageable. You can build up to, you know, like being a more robust meal planner. But really, I think that it's, I know that you do this a lot, but like knowing your schedule, in Plan to Eat, you can add notes to your planner. So I often will add in, you know, kind of like my personal events and schedule into my Plan to Eat planner. And so then I know the days that like, oh, okay, like either we need to plan to have leftovers this night because it's a super busy night, or we don't have anything going on. So I could make a more elaborate meal, or I could, you know, like kind of batch cook this night. I think knowing your schedule and kind of like incorporating that with your meal plan is really important, particularly if you have kids who are really busy, you know, like you're running around to different practices or events with your kids, and, you know, kind of doing that like prep ahead type of a thing if you know you're not going to be able to be at home to cook food. I know you talk about this a lot, just being like, I don't want to come home at 7 o'clock at night after, you know, practice or lessons or whatever, and then be like, and now I have to cook a 45 minute meal.
That's a little overwhelming.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, I always like to use the notes feature in the planner. I also like to use the ingredients feature, particularly for breakfast and lunches. Just around my house, we don't really eat recipes necessarily for breakfast. It's just a lot of like, we have eggs or we have toast or those kinds of things. And so putting those in as ingredient notes that'll then be added onto my shopping list is really helpful, so that I remember what we're planning on eating, but I also don't forget to shop for them. And kind of same with lunches, you know, there'll be, we actually eat a lot of leftovers for our lunches. And my husband is a contractor. And so he is usually eating like a cold lunch or something that can fit in like a thermos or something. So I try to, just as a personal thing, I try to plan, you know, leftovers so that's easy for him to take the next day. But like that could work really well for your kids as well. Yeah. If you have recipes that they really enjoy and they don't mind eating leftovers, I know not everybody has kids who will eat leftovers, but if your kids like leftovers, I always think that leftovers is like the most helpful thing ever. And, you know, in Plan to Eat, we have a leftovers feature so that you can signify that you're eating leftovers for lunch or whatever. And so, yeah, I think just like in general, we just always encourage people to plan ahead. And it really makes a big difference just, you know, starting with a meal plan and planning ahead. It really, it saves that mental space that you would normally spend thinking about food and thinking about what your kids are going to eat. And, you know, getting that out of your brain just like really frees up your life to think and do other things.
Well, and it's the planning aspect, and then it's also the shopping aspect, because once I have all of the stuff that I need, I can, you know, even if I have to switch something up or whatever, if I have food in the house, then I'm good to go. But a lot of times I don't even want to try to go do that shopping until I have some sort of plan, because I just feel like unhinged. And that's probably part of my personality. I acknowledge that. But I just hate going to the grocery store without having some semblance of an idea of what I am trying to put together, because I know I'm going to miss ingredients and all of that. And then especially with having the option to do like online orders and either have it delivered or go pick up my groceries. I mean, that has made such a difference. Even just having the simplified shopping list on Plan to Eat that then I can really quickly put into whatever my grocery store's, you know, website is to order the groceries. I know what I'm getting, and then I feel more prepared. I'm not getting to then Monday night at 7 o'clock after all of the stuff that we've been doing with activities, and then going, not only do I have to cook the meal, I still don't have the food to actually make it. Like, having that step of it done in advance too, like picking it up earlier in the day on Monday, or even getting it on Sunday, for me, those are just like the absolutes to try to make our life work better. But I love what you were saying about using those ingredient lists for breakfast and lunch, because you're right. Like, I especially, like, my kids, they used to be totally spoiled when we were homeschoolers, and I nearly like put myself in the grave trying to make that many like homemade meals every day and homeschool and, you know, run a business. And like, it was too much. And so I've let myself off the hook, and we do much simpler things that they can pull together and that sort of thing now. But even heading into this year, I want them making their lunches more, but I still have to get all the stuff that they will need. And I think that's such a great idea to just put in those ingredients on the lunches. Like, okay, these are the things that they will have options of this week. And then communicating that to them, like, look, guys, this is what we've got, you know, this is how you can make your lunch. I think that's going to really simplify things for all of us.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you do, if your kids like to do like a hybrid, like eat hot lunch some days, eat cold lunch some days, you know, like I know they send home usually like a plan for, you know, like what the lunches or hot lunch is going to be for the month or whatever at the school. And so like, you can also plug those in to your Plan to Eat planner as well, you know, as notes to be like, okay, well, today is the pizza rolls day or whatever my kids really like to eat. So like, they'll eat hot lunch this day and we don't have to worry about packing lunches.
That is so smart. Why didn't you just give that?
Yeah. Just like, I mean, like, I feel like keeping everything in a way that's like visually accessible just helps so much.
And
so instead of having to reference, like, oh, I have to reference the school calendar, but I also have to reference this other thing. And keeping it all in one place. And just taking like a couple minutes to type those things in will save so much time in the long run.
Yes. Oh my goodness. That's brilliant. I'm going to do that. Like, that one's on the list, because, you know, I've been talking about, as we've been doing all of our back to school planning this summer, like one of the very first steps that I do is get the calendar from the school district and plug it in for the whole year. Anytime my kids are going to be out early or have days off or, you know, whatever, I get it all in there. So I'm not trying to go back and reference the school's calendar. I need it in conjunction with the calendar that I already have. So to do that, and have that lunch, because normally I'm just like, I just chuck it. I'm like, good luck, guys. now that they actually are wanting to do cold lunch also, as many days as I can get them to take hot lunch, I will, by golly.
Right.
So this is a great way for me to actually like make that happen. So that's brilliant.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, and then I mean, I know that some people just like to be able to reference, you know, their meal planner online or share it with their family on their devices or whatever, but it's like, then you can also just print your meal plan out and have it on your refrigerator.
Yes.
And then if the kids are confused about like, oh, do I need to pack my lunch today? Or am I eating hot lunch? Like, it's right there for them too.
Yeah.
So
yeah. And then you don't get all of the questions either. What are we eating?
Right.
Well, go look. You can answer this question for yourself.
Minimizing question overload is important.
Absolutely. Oh, those are some great tips. Another thing that I love about that notes feature is the prep notes, because without fail, I forget to take meat out of the freezer that I need to cook the next day, and having that reminder in Plan to Eat that like, hey, wake up, you need to get meat out for tomorrow or whatever. Having those prep notes, I think, are also like a huge, huge help.
Yeah. I like them a lot too. Yeah. I like to marinate a lot of stuff, and without fail, like previously it would be like, okay, I'm ready to cook dinner. And they'd be like, oh, whoops, this needed to marinate for 4 hours.
Yeah. I guess that's tomorrow's meal. What are we eating tonight?
Yeah, exactly. It's either going to be really not flavorful tonight or we're going to have to switch our meals.
Yes. And I like that about it too, is it's like such an easy drag and drop system that if you do need to switch something up really quickly, it allows you to do that. Like, you're not locked in. You don't have to like retype everything into some other format, or, you know, you just drag it to another day and it's going to work.
Yeah, absolutely. I try to be as flexible, just on a personal level. I try to be as flexible as possible with my meal plan and be like, oh, if we have like lettuce that's wilting or something, like we should obviously, you know, make these lettuce wraps earlier than Friday, you know, and just try to like switch things around easily, because it really only becomes stressful to switch things around when you haven't planned ahead. But when you planned ahead, it's like, oh, it's not that big of a deal, because I've already planned for and shopped for a whole week of groceries. So if I switch things around, it's really not that big of a deal, because I still already have everything.
Yeah. Makes a really big difference. Oh, I love it. And you guys, if we haven't convinced you enough yet, you just really need to go and at least try Plan to Eat, because I just, it's made such a difference. Like I said, 7 years, I was pregnant with my youngest when I was told about Plan to Eat. It was right before the Black Friday sale, which was very fortuitous. So I was able to get in there and really give it a go. And I can just never go back.
I know. Well, and
everything.
And I think it's important to note too, that it's like, I obviously, like, you're a big planner. Like, I was previously like a big organizer kind of a person, but like, that doesn't really need to be your personality type in order for, to find this useful, you know?
Sure.
It just, and I think that it's just something that you kind of have to make as a habit. And, you know, we get that question a lot from people, is like, how do I make meal planning a habit? And you know, for some people, it's just an automatic thing that they grasp onto really easily. But for other people, like, I just recommend, like, hey, plug it into your calendar as like, okay, Sunday at 10 a.m., I have to make my meal plan, because I know I have to go grocery shopping, you know, tonight at 6 o'clock. And if I go to the grocery store and I don't have anything on my meal plan, I have no idea what I am going to buy.
Like, give yourself that lifeline to save your sanity and do your meal planning. And that's why I say, like, if you do no other plan and prep work for your school year or any other time of the year, do meal planning. Like, if you are not a planner, this is the one thing that I think will make the biggest difference to your sanity, especially if you have other people that you are accounting for besides yourself, because the questions and that witching hour when it comes every day, when you start having hungry people roll into your life, it is the most stressful thing to not know what to do with them, or not have what you need, or not sure. Like, there's nothing worse than trying to come up with a plan while somebody's already angry because they're hungry.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And you're just like, cool, eat a granola bar in the meantime. I'm trying to figure it out.
Exactly. Like, just don't ask me in this moment. Like, it's so much better to just figure it out. And you save so much time when you do it all at once for the week or for the 2 weeks or for however long. I think it just makes a huge, huge difference.
Yeah, I totally, I absolutely agree. Yeah.
Okay. Well, and then we are also, we have a new promotion that we are running with Plan to Eat. Cause as you guys know, Plan to Eat has been a sponsor of the podcast for a long time now. They're one of those sponsors that I just cling to because I legitimately love their stuff so much. So they've been a long time sponsor, but we are switching up the promotion this month for back to school, right?
Yeah. So for the month of August, 2021, it is a 20% off an annual subscription with Plan to Eat if you use Mackenzie's special URL, which is planteat.com/livewell. And
we finally got it switched, guys. It's not lovely anymore. You can still use lovely and get there, but now just go, go to planteat.com/livewell.
Yeah. And then, if you click on, there's a button on the page that says get started or something like that. And when you click on that button, the 20% off code will be automatically applied to your account. So whenever you're ready to subscribe, it'll just be automatically there when you go to check out.
That's awesome. Yeah. It's, you guys can't go wrong. I'm just saying, this is a lifeline tool. It is so worth every single penny for sure.
Ladies, let's talk about poor sleep
for a second. All of us have probably experienced poor sleep at one time or another for a whole host of issues. But did you know that when you have that poor sleep, it can cause weight gain, mood issues, poor mental health, and lower productivity? I know I have suffered from all of those at different points. And did you also know that sleeping less than 6 or 7 hours per night is linked to reduced white blood cell count? White blood cells are what protect our body against illness and diseases, fighting viruses, bacteria, and more. We really need that to be, you know, at its highest capacity. So what can we do? What can we do to save our night's sleep, be able to rest better and more deeply? Well, I have recently been using a product that I absolutely love. It is Beam's Dream Nighttime Drink. Beam is the world's most innovative functional wellness brand with unique products for everything from sleep to recovery. And their Dream Powder, which is their best-selling healthy hot cocoa, is what I've been incorporating into my nighttime routine to make sure that I am sleeping better. So what is Dream Powder? Well, it contains natural sleep-promoting premium ingredients, including CBD that is triple lab tested with no THC that helps you to wake up feeling refreshed and sleep deeply. 98% of people surveyed fall asleep faster when taking Beam Dream, and 99% of people experience better sleep quality. This is something I can personally attest to. I have had a really crazy, stressful summer, and just having this comforting cup every night before I go to bed helps me to wind down, relax, and really fall into a deep and restful sleep that doesn't leave me feeling groggy the next morning. I feel refreshed and ready to take on the next day. You just mix Beam Dream with hot water or milk, stir, and enjoy before bedtime. So come find out why Forbes and New York Times are all talking about Beam and why it's trusted by the world's top athletes like Danica Patrick and Baker Mayfield. Don't love it? Get your money back guaranteed. And for a limited time, get $20 off when you go to shopbeam.com/livewell and use the code livewell at checkout. That's shopbeam.com/livewell and use the code livewell for $20 off. You will have never slept better in your life, so go give Beam Dream a try today. Okay, so we are going to switch gears a little bit right now, and we're going to head into the end of the show. And I am just curious, especially with you working full time for Plan to Eat, what a typical day looks like for you.
Well, so I'm very lucky to work full time remote. So even before 2020 and everybody working from home, we've all worked from home pretty much exclusively. So that's really nice. I love working from home. So I usually wake up in the morning and drink a cup of coffee, take my dog for a nice long walk. And then I get started working, usually around like 8 o'clock in the morning. And, so I'm the lead content creator. So I do a lot of blog writing. I usually write blogs in the morning and then edit them in the afternoon, kind of like give myself a little bit of separation between like writing mind and editing mind kind of thing.
That's a good idea.
And then I also, I'm a power lifter in my personal life. And so I usually take a break kind of like mid morning, early afternoon to go to the gym and, come back and work until about 5, and then, make our own dinner, do whatever chores and stuff need to get done around the house. And then I pretty much always finish my day with another walk with my dog. She's kind of needy when it comes to that. So she gets 2 walks in a day.
That's awesome.
But my every day is a little bit different. Like I said earlier, being in such a small team. So I can't necessarily say like, oh, these are the things that I do every single day for my job. Like I just kind of work my hours and I get the things done that need to get done for that day or that week. We like to, in our marketing team, we like to really kind of like plan ahead for like, right now we're already working on stuff that's going to be happening in like October and November.
Yeah.
So, a lot of our stuff, for, you know, these summer months are already done and we're kind of like moving on into the fall and the winter. So a lot of times the things that I'm doing is even just like involved in like the planning process for, you know, what we're doing later down the road. And obviously working remote, I do, you know, different Zoom calls during the day, that kind of stuff, but it's really flexible and I really enjoy that about my job. So
that's awesome. Okay. Yeah. I love it. I love hearing what different people's daily lives are like in the different jobs that they do. So that's really cool.
Yeah. I have a very easy life, very easy schedule. So it's just me and my husband, we don't have children. So,
besides your dog, I mean,
besides my dog,
who sounds a little high maintenance. So
she is a little high maintenance. Yeah.
That's awesome. Okay. So what is one little way that you are living well anyway? Some little pleasure or something that you do for yourself in the midst of everything else that you work on in life?
Yeah. So something that I have done since I started working from home is when I do go to the grocery store once a week, I always just buy like a little bouquet of flowers from the grocery store. Sometimes I'll, you know, like buy the ones that are on sale and then buy a whole bunch, but it really brings me a lot of joy. I have a lot of plants in my house already, but it just really brings me joy to just have the like fresh color and life in my house of just like having some fresh flowers around. So I definitely, that's something that I always prioritize, and it's just a really inexpensive way to just kind of like bring a little bit extra like happiness into our home.
Yes.
So yeah, I always like that.
I could not agree more. I used to be one of those people that was like, oh, flowers are like frivolous and, you know, it's just a waste of money. They die. But in these last couple of years, I've actually started having bouquets of flowers. I'll do that same kind of thing. I'll grab them when I'm at the grocery store or Trader Joe's or whatever. And it makes such a difference. It just like brings this sense of life into the space. And for me, it started out with, well, friends who are flower girls, they started buying them for me. I was like, oh, this is such a difference. I'll have to buy them for myself. But then it branched out into like all these plants. And like, now I'm like a legit plant lady and I never saw it coming.
So. Yeah, I also am a plant lady. I really love my plants.
Huge difference.
Yeah, but I just having like the, like, you know, picking things like different each week, you know, like having like yellow flowers one week and pink flowers another week. Like I just like that kind of variety. And I don't know what it is about plants, but they just do bring me a lot of happiness.
Well, they bring you oxygen and everything. Like, I think they're legit. I can't believe how much, like our downstairs, especially where I have a lot of our plants, it's transformed since I started bringing more greenery into the space. I absolutely love it. So
yeah, even like about a month ago. So we live in a really small house. And because my husband works in construction, I of course I live in a half construction site most of the time. It's just how that life goes.
Yeah.
But he even said about a month ago, he was like, wow, he's like, I just really like the plants in here just really make this such an enjoyable room. And I was like, I know, even he noticed.
Thank you for legitimizing this part of my life. I totally get it. Totally. Okay. Are you ready for my stock questions?
Yes, I am.
All right. Candles or essential oil diffuser?
Candles.
All right. Cloth napkins or paper?
Cloth.
City or country?
Country.
Okay. Paper or digital? This is a tricky one because you work for Plan to Eat.
Well, and I'm like a hybrid person.
Yeah.
I do like half of my things digitally and half of my things on I plan all of my work things on two separate calendars. Like I write all my day-to-day things on handwrite them on a calendar, but then I plan all my big things on like my Google calendar.
Yeah.
I would say I probably prefer digital more because I only have one handwritten planner. So probably
digital. All right. Okay. Shopping. Would you rather do it online or in the store?
Probably in store. But there is definitely a convenience factor to online that I enjoy sometimes. Maybe it just kind of like depends on the thing that I'm buying, you know?
Yeah, I can totally see that. Okay. It's whatever time you're making dinner and you need a mental break. Do you listen to a podcast or music?
Oh, I pretty much always listen to podcasts when I'm cooking.
Okay. And what are some of your favorite podcasts to listen to?
So I really like to listen to a podcast. It's called Everyday Wellness. The lady Cynthia Thurlow. She kind of is an educator for women on like going into being like menopausal, premenopausal. She does a lot of stuff about like hormones and food and nutrition and stuff. She's really awesome.
That sounds good.
Yeah. And then I also listen to This American Life, which is like a podcast. I think it's put out by NPR.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's just kind of like stories from people. They do like a different theme every week where they talk about, you know, just like a couple different stories related around one theme. And I just always think it's interesting. There's always something that I've never thought about before that they include in there.
Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah.
Okay. Chocolate, milk or dark?
Definitely dark. I like dark, dark chocolate.
Yes. Me too, sister. All right. Sports or no sports?
Sports. Yeah. Okay. I don't necessarily watch a lot of sports online, but I don't mind going to sports events and stuff. I think it's kind of fun to go to different games.
Yeah. Okay. Now this one, I think I'm going to know the answer of, given your job, but live broadcasting, would you rather broadcast or watch?
I think I'd probably rather broadcast. Yeah. I'm probably more of a creator than a consumer when it comes to content.
That's awesome. Favorite movie?
My favorite movie is actually a children's anime movie.
Okay.
It's called My Neighbor Totoro, and it's like a Japanese film. It was created in the late 80s. The guy Hayao Miyazaki, who's the creator, has had some other really popular movies. I don't know if you ever heard of like Spirited Away or Howl's Moving Castle.
Okay.
So those were all made by him as well. This was one of his earlier ones. And it's been my favorite movie since I was like 7 years old. I even have a tattoo of it because I just love it so much.
That's awesome. Okay. Now, if you were to put yourself on the crunchiness spectrum where 0 is totally not crunchy and 10 is like singing Kumbaya by the fire with your legs unshaven and dreadlocks in your hair, where are you on the spectrum?
I'm probably somewhere in the middle, maybe like a 6, maybe okay. a little more than halfway. Maybe. I definitely buy quite a few organic things. I take, you know, different vitamins and things, but I'm not going to dreadlock my hair anytime soon.
Yeah. I hear ya. There's some good middle ground there. All right. Well, Ronnie, this was so fun. Thank you for coming on the show and just geeking out with me over Plan to Eat, because I, you know, as we have clearly shown, I am a planner and I love all things planning. And I love when I find a really great tool that just like does all the things that I want it to. So it was really fun to talk with somebody who gets it.
I appreciate you letting me come on here and talk about Plan to Eat and gab about all the things, because it was really fun. So thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for coming on. Well, I'm sure we will collaborate on things again soon.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah. Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, ladies, that is it for this week's episode. As always, you can find the show notes at mckenziekappa.com/podcast, or you can swipe up in whatever app you are listening to the podcast on. I would love if you were subscribed to the podcast or were able to leave reviews wherever you listen to the podcast. Those reviews help places like Spotify and iTunes realize that people are listening to the show and recommend it to other people who have similar interests. So when you leave those reviews, it's just a really simple way that helps the podcast out a ton. Also, if you want to get in on that giveaway for the back to school cohort, then head over to @plantoeat on Instagram. Enter through tomorrow evening, August 4th. I would love to have you get in that giveaway, hopefully be the winner. But if not, then come over to mckenziekappa.com/cohort and we will get you all set up for back to school or a whole life overhaul with the Live Well Planned cohort. All right, that's it, ladies. Thank you so much for joining me this week. We'll be back with a brand new episode next week. For those of you who have listened this far into the podcast, here's a little sneak peek into something very exciting happening next week. Hot Boyfriend, yes, he's back with me. Has never been on the podcast before, but he will be next week. So stay tuned for that. And if you're like, oh my goodness, are you kidding me? I'm so excited. I need to know all the things. He actually came on Patreon with me in a live that we did for an entire hour last week, where we went into all the details of us getting back together and how it happened and his thought process and how we're dealing with things right now and walking forward in life together. All of it is on video in Patreon. So if you have ever thought about becoming a patron, it would be a great time to head over to patreon.com/livewelltogether and get the inside deets on what's been going on behind the scenes. So again, patreon.com/livewelltogether. And he will also be here next week talking about couples planning and how we are kind of doing life together and blending our families together in an intentional way. All right, until then, go be bold and gracious.